This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. There continues to be infighting in Israel and the Gaza Strip, and Israel's now facing a widening conflict as deadly violence continues across the West Bank, with airstrikes and bombings in Gaza and unprecedented unrest among Arabs and Jews inside the country. The West Bank clashes are described as among the most intense in over two decades, and the Palestinian Health Ministry says overall fatalities from strikes on Gaza has risen to at least 126. Hamas, Islamists, and other Palestinian armed groups in the enclave launched more than two dozen rockets at Israel since Monday, killing at least nine people. Air raid sirens have been heard wailing across the country throughout the week against the blast of the Israeli missile defense system known as the Iron Dome. Hamas vowed revenge after Israeli police clashed with Palestinians at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, igniting a week of conflict unlike any in Israel's recent history. A Lebanese man was shot and killed by Israeli troops on Friday after he and others protesting in support of Palestinians tried to cross a security fence on the border with Israel. That is according to Lebanon State News Agency. The Israeli military had earlier claimed a number of people in Lebanon had damaged the border fence, set fire to a field, and then retreated after Israeli tanks fired warning shots. And a French court on Friday upheld a police ban on pro-Palestinian demonstrations planned in Paris Saturday, but the organizers said they're not canceling the march. This is VOA News. U.S. retail giant Walmart on Friday said customers who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 no longer have to wear masks in their stores, and staff can do the same starting next week. This is one of the first major American companies to make that move. It says in a statement, vaccinated customers are now welcome to shop without a mask, but Walmart requests non-vaccinated people continue to wear face coverings in stores. America's largest retailer adds masks will still be required where mandated by local authorities. The announcement comes a day after U.S. health regulators changed the guidance for those who are fully vaccinated. Walmart has been mandating customers wear masks since last July. Germany on Friday classified Britain as a coronavirus risk area due to the emergence there of a highly infectious variant first detected in India. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is warning the spread of the variant may impact the country's full exit from restrictions. Britain is considering accelerating vaccinations in areas where the Indian variant has been found. The United Kingdom has delivered one of the world's fastest inoculation campaigns, giving the first shot to almost 70% of the adult population and a second to 36%, helping to reduce infection rates and deaths. But the emergence of the variant in parts of northern England and London has prompted some scientists to call for reopening to be delayed and rethink on the speed of the vaccine rollout. The head of the United Nations says Libya has seen no reduction of foreign fighters or their activities in the center of the country. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres wrote in a report submitted this week to the Security Council and seen by AFP Friday that despite commitments, air cargo activities reportedly continue with flights to various military air bases in Libya's western and eastern regions. Guterres is reiterating his call on the member states and Libyan national actors to put an end to violations of an arms embargo and to facilitate the withdrawal of foreign fighters and mercenaries from the country, according to that report. The Democratic Republic of Congo's president has announced that he wants to renegotiate the country's mining contracts, reportedly including those with China. The president is unhappy. The Congolese are still what he calls languishing in misery despite vast mineral resources. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.